You're listening to SBS News.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo and former General Prabowo Subianto faced off on Thursday in the first of five debates ahead of the April 17th election. Tens of millions of people tuned in for the first showdown of the presidential election, but many said it was anything but lively. Many took to social media and said it was rehearsed and robotic and that no one took risks. Corruption, terrorism and human rights were among the issues debated. President Joko Widodo defended his record, but during the debate he was criticised for regularly reading from his notes.
We offer optimism and a fair future for Indonesia. I am sure that the more advanced and democratic and modern a nation, then upholding the law and human rights would be better.
Mr. Widodo's opponent, Prabowo Subianto, appeared to be more confident in his delivery.
We must take over economic resources of the Indonesian people. That, I think, is our main strategy. We believe in clean and strong government institutions. We can uphold the certainty of law. Law is for all and not just for the rich.
The election was supposed to be a chance for both men to win over Indonesia's swing voters ahead of the April election. According to the opinion polls, Mr. Widodo is still ahead with more than 50% of the popular vote. President Widodo is seeking a second term against Mr. Subianto, who's the son-in-law of former President Suharto, and once a much-feared general who many accuse of a history of human rights abuses in East Timor. Damien Kingsbury is Professor of International Politics at Deakin University. He says there was some surprise when Mr. Subianto challenged President Widodo over the issue of corruption.
Well, Prabowo tried to highlight the issue of corruption in Indonesia as something that he would combat and that Joko Widodo had failed to resolve. Having said that, corruption in Indonesia is endemic. It's been there for decades, and Prabowo Subianto himself was certainly closely associated with the Suharto family. He was married to a daughter of Suharto, and Suharto was found to have been a very corrupt president. So it's a little bit like the pot calling the kettle black.
Professor Kingsbury said if one of the two candidates spoke off the cuff at the next debate, then they might attract a bit more attention.
Certainly if either of the two candidates comes out with strong policies which are likely to garner popular support, for example, how to stimulate the economy, how to promote jobs growth and so on. Now, there was an element of that in the debate that we've already had, but really I don't think too many Indonesians would have come away from that thinking that either of the candidates had any concrete answers.
There will be four more televised debates ahead of the final vote on the 17th of April. They're expected to cover energy, natural resources and the environment. The final debate scheduled in March and will cover ideology, governance and international relationships. It's not yet clear if Australia's relationship with the nation will be mentioned. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.